In the 1950s, UW-Madison ecologist John Curtis studied the vegetation of Wisconsin and published a book with that title. In the last few years, various UW researchers have been looking at plant communities to see what's changed in a half century. Postdoctoral student Dave Rogers is part of a team studying hundreds of forest properties. He says in northern Wisconsin, white-tailed deer are chewing through a lot of plants.
Especially at state parks and localized, where they'll just come in and eat everything. And as you can imagine, if you eat everything, then there's nothing there. And that's typical. We'll just see grasses and sedges and unpalatable plants left in the understory.
Rogers says when deer chomp through their food supply, fewer deer grow large enough to be valued for hunting. In southern Wisconsin, development is shrinking or cutting up forests, and recreational hikers are putting more pressure on the forests that are left. Rogers says there are several unfortunate results.
If you're losing pollinators that rely on these plants, then you might influence crop production, seed set and the like. Just aesthetically, it's just a dang shame to lose, you know, some of the beautiful wildflowers that everyone's familiar with and appreciates.
Rogers says it's good that some people are using more native species in landscaping or on highway right-of-ways. But he says officials may need to restrict access to some forest lands if the lands are being loved to death. He also says there could be more outreach to owners of forest property who want to do the right thing. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.